This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the Tuesday election day coverage of what's going on in the world on the DJV program. When I say the world, I mean our world, your world, the world. I guess maybe some people have a big, wide, wonderful world, and other people have a sort of small focus on things. We'll try to hit the happy medium here. Jennifer Horn is with us. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria is out ill again. So let's get to I'm sure your focus is on the election, how the money that's come in here, the political ad dollars, wow, they're so huge this year, Jennifer. How enormous? I probably won't know till later in the week because there's a lot of money being spent even today.
It's the most important election of your lifetime, and you'll hear that every election for the rest of your lifetime. But in some ways, I guess the present is probably the most important. So that's kind of a duh statement. And yes,
now,
spending is worse or better or bigger than
good
ever.
Good for radio.
Absolutely.
All the ads,
for radio, for television.
Yeah.
I've even seen, driving around to Southern California, I've seen billboards everywhere. So people even going to that form of advertising in addition to kind of the usual suspects, door hangers and mailers and yard signs, those types of things. It was interesting because President Trump has given 11 rallies over the last 6 days, and yesterday he hosted three. The last, his closeout rally was in Cape Girardeau. Is that right? It's Cape Girardeau.
Cape Girardeau,
In Missouri. Yep. That's the hometown of Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh was there on stage, and a woman apparently collapsed in the first row. And President Trump asked for a doctor, if there was a doctor in the house. It was a dramatic moment. Somebody came over and gave medical attention to this woman. She was taken out of the crowd. But while all of this was happening, the crowd in the arena started singing Amazing Grace. So kind of an interesting moment happening at that rally in Missouri, I guess, to will her or to send her some positivity.
Good.
He asked for prayers for her and said hopefully she'll be okay. The rally then continued, and President Trump gave his closing argument of sorts, even though he isn't on the ballot, but his policies certainly are, and they are easier to get through with a Republican House and a Republican Senate. Now, even with those two houses in Republican control, President Trump has still had trouble getting legislative approval on things because of Democrats who are part of this resist movement. I would imagine it's only going to get harder. Many top Democrats have already said if they take control of the House that they will go into investigations on not only President Trump, but his cabinet. The next 2 years, there's a lot at stake here because the next 2 years could be kind of even
so where
if you
does
think
the
it's
country
bad
go?
Now,
get stuck in all
worse.
Of this crap. What happens to the country? Their job is to lead the country, not feather their own nests in their own beds. This is disgusting.
Seems almost secondary, and it's not like anybody's making, not anybody's even trying to hide it. I mean, I heard Adam Schiff, I've heard Ted Lieu, I've heard many other members of the House on the Democratic side who said, "Oh no, we're going to be doing these investigations." So there's a clear choice for voters. If you're part of that resist movement, and that's okay. If you're part of that movement, then you go out and you vote Democrat today. And if you are for what you've seen over the last 2 years and you want more of that, then you go out and vote Republican today. It really comes down to those two choices. And you have a lot of races that are going to be decided. Every single one of the members of the House of Representatives are on the ballot today. Members of the Senate, I think a third of the Senate is on the ballot today. And so we'll see how the balance of power goes. Typically, historically, it favors Democrats. So we'll see if these rallies are enough to hold that tide, or if there will be a change of power.
There's way too much focus on the national elections without there being enough focus on state elections, state legislators. Apparently,
really
the Democrats
too.
Are saying that they're going to have major gains in some states. They've been irritated because they had a number of years of losses. Is there going to be a big change? A lot of stuff hard to predict. There are the pollsters who are out there. There are the axe grinders for both parties. The Democrats have their axe grinders, and the Republicans have their axe grinders. And so it doesn't. But how does this benefit you and me? How does this work to make things better in the country? All of this stuff is very, for me anyway, I find it very distressing.
Here's the way it kind of plays today. Republicans would have to win 23 of the 30 toss-up seats that are rated by pollsters as toss-ups. That's pretty difficult. Democrats would only need to win 8 of the 30 toss-up races that are out there. So the wind is at the back of the Democrats this time around with the House of Representatives. Now, in the Senate, it's much more of a difficult path for Democrats because of the seats that are up for grabs, most of them are Democrats, and I believe 10 of them are Democrats who are in red states or who are in states that voted for Trump in most of the time in very high numbers. So the numbers for the Senate don't look good for Democrats. The path is clearly easier for them in the House of Representatives. I think we'll probably see some sort of split. I don't think the Democrats are going to run away with it. I don't think the Republicans are going to run away with it. I think both sides will see wins and both sides will see losses. And people are out there and they're voting and they're voting it early and they're voting in high numbers. So it's going to be about who can take those new voter registrations and get them to turn out at the polls. If Democrats can do that, it would be an easy night for them.
Facebook is on the lookout. 115 accounts this week. The feds have been told by Facebook that there are at least 115 accounts that have been, quote, acting suspiciously and may be linked to foreign entities. So this is in the last 24 hours. They are trying to get these accounts are trying to influence your vote, and they come from, shall we say, scurrilous, they come from backgrounds that are questionable. Let's put it that way. So it's all the same. You know, everybody says this one's a liar, that one's a liar, this one doesn't know, that one doesn't know. What are what the exit polls show, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the suggestion, I think we were talking about this before, that there may be a move to move the voting age to 16. Maybe not be a bad idea if the schools do a good job teaching civics, which they are not doing at the moment, teaching how the government runs. I don't see that happening as well as it ought to be. And the weather is a factor today, Jennifer. The weather in my neck of the woods is cold and dark and damp, and there are a lot of rainstorms here and there around the country.
Heavy
and the old adage
that
Republicans should pray for rain because the bad weather helps keep Democrats away from the polls, that may be a little simplistic. No matter what the party, if you look at the recent studies, weather plays a rather insignificant role. It used to be it was different, but it's not now. It's different because you can vote in different ways. Researchers who studied recent elections found if the weather does lower the turnout, it affects voter turnout around across all parties, not just the Republicans. So that becomes a sort of specious argument.
My final thoughts are don't be complacent. And, you know, whether it's rain or whether it's just maybe you're tired and you've had a long day at work, don't take anything for granted. Nobody has this in the bag today. Things can change.
One vote counts.
Absolutely. And in some of these races, it is going to be razor thin, these margins that people will win entire. I mean, really, the destiny of the House and the Senate will probably come down to a few thousand votes in several states. So get out there and vote. Don't make excuses. It's what we do. It's what we
should do. And remember that it's, again, the local thing. There are a lot of local issues on the ballot here where I am, and statewide issues in most states. Those are important for you to understand as well. Do a little research before you go. I thought it was interesting, Jennifer, the Department of Justice saying it will keep a close eye on the elections. The Civil Rights Division is going to be at 35 polling places in 19 states to monitor the voting process. California, Florida, Georgia, New York, Pennsylvania, some other states as well. The personnel are looking at how jurisdictions comply with federal voting rights laws. The Attorney General said voter fraud will not be tolerated. It's good to know. The announcement comes after the president tweeted earlier that he's directed law enforcement to monitor illegal voting, saying anybody caught will be subject to a maximum criminal penalty. There are that goes on all the time. It does. It's fairly easy to do because in these states that we're talking about, you don't have to identify yourself. You just go and say, okay, I'm Doug Steffen here. This is my address, and please give me a ballot. That's it. I don't have to show any ID. It is ridiculous. It's outrageous, in fact, how people, some people who ought to be voting squander because of lack of interest, lack of being a good citizen, in fact, whereas others who have understood what the impact is of voting, they go and vote, and they can take the name of your. If you don't go vote, somebody could steal your identity and vote for you in your name. You want to have somebody who may not be voting in
I've
your
told
interest?
I've told you that story many times. I am registered to vote in the same precinct where my aunt and uncle and my cousins were set to vote. Now, they had moved and they hadn't changed their voter registration yet. How easy would it have been for me? I mean, I actually had the woman at the polling place say, oh, are you Irene Horn? I mean, there's no way that they're watching or that they can protect the integrity of every person's vote if they aren't checking your ID, if they're not asking to see identification. Every time I walk into the polling place, do you want to see my ID? No, that won't be necessary. So
it is necessary.
Need to change that. It is necessary.
Yeah, of course it's necessary. Good Lord. All right, let's spend some time changing something else that's important, and that's what's going on in your body. If you've got a lot of different messages from your body suggesting that perhaps your colon's not operating as well as it ought to, you maybe need to consider life change tea. As a matter of fact, even if everything seems to be working okay, life change tea power cleanses. I like that. Power washes your insides. Life Change Tea, one of the many teas at GetTheTea.com. Go to that website, look around. There are a lot of testimonials that are there that speak to how wonderfully well this product works. For example, here's Kayla who says, I'm continuing to improve, happy with my results. I'm glad I turned my mother onto your products as well. She's taking Super Strength Life Change Tea. And doing well. She started it. It's working. It's a miracle. Thank you so much for your work. So, and the work here went into coming up with a tea that will cleanse your system. A lot of people think, oh, this is crude, callous. No, it's not. It's recognizing that there are problems with unhealthy colon that can be cleansed. The intruders that come in because of the things that we have, pesticides, herbicides, processing of food, all that stuff, makes a mess out of your inside. Life Change Tea is all natural. It's all organic, all grown, and made here in the United States. So GetTheTea.com is the place to go. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it's shipped to you free. Life Change Tea, among many proprietary brands there. Life Change Tea is the way to keep it all moving, if you know what I mean. Go to GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. Admit it, you probably want to eat in a more healthy fashion, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day can be very hard to do. That's why I'm very excited to introduce you to Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, all in a convenient capsule or powder form. Dr. Dennis Black invented Texas Superfood over 20 years ago with one goal in mind, to help you get the all-natural nutrition you need and deserve. Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. Personally, I love knowing that every time I take Texas Superfood, I'm getting 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55, TexasSuperfoods.com/Doug.
Wow. water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do we think, Kara, that there's too much of this song being played around? I forget whether you went to see the movie or not. Did you see the movie yet?
I haven't been yet. I'll probably go this weekend if I can.
Yeah, I know you said you were excited to see it.
Yeah, I mean, I love this song and I love Queen, so I don't think there's ever too much of it, but people who aren't fans might feel that way.
I don't know. I'm not. It's not that I'm not a fan. It's just that I think at this point, I almost feel like there's too much attention on it. It's been a humongous effort. I think they did a fabulous job in putting this all together, especially when you read how they did the scenes in front of the crowds. Did you see how they did that? It really is pretty amazing.
I thought that they did a lot of, it's a lot of CGI, and then I think they're piecing together stuff from actual concerts.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's different than what they did for A Star Is Born, but both of them are very cool.
Yeah. And it's nice to know that it's kind of real in a manner of speaking, because it really, you know, I mean, you can do a lot with CGI, as you suggested. But I think they just took a lot of things from concerts in the past. Anyway, so the story today focuses not necessarily on Bohemian Rhapsody by itself, but REO Speedwagon and its keyboardist Neil Dowdy, among the film fans who helped get it to number one. The $50 million box office is what they took in this past weekend, if you didn't hear that from our Chuck Curry. And Mr. Dowdy and his wife had a bit of a surprise when REO's name checked in the film. It occurs during the scene when Queen is considering an invitation to perform at Live Aid during 1985. They're talking to Queen about playing at Live Aid, and our name gets mentioned, says Dowdy. He's the only remaining founder, I think, or founding member of REO. They say Paul McCartney's going to be there, Elton John, The Who, and REO Speedwagon. I had no idea we were mentioned in the movie. I'm going. They put us on some good company there with McCartney, Elton John, REO Speedwagon. Together with them, we've been in some bad movies, but never one like this. It was number one. REO performed as part of the Philadelphia Live Aid show when Queen was among the highlights at London's Wembley Stadium. And for Dowdy, the inclusion was a reminder of just how popular REO was at the time, riding the multi-platinum success of its High Infidelity, Good Trouble, Wheels Are Turning albums. REO Speedwagon Doughty says that he and his wife, both fans of Rami Malek from Mr. Robot, were impressed with his portrayal of Freddie Mercury. He writes, he just does an amazing job, the movements, posture, and everything. He really has Freddie Mercury down. Isn't that really what it's all about, though, Carol, when you really think about it? These people that play someone else, they really, if they're going to do a credible job, they need to study. They need to watch. They need to read. They need to sort of connect so that they haven't. Obviously, Rami Malek did that because everybody I've talked to about this say...
Well, yeah, I think the movie completely fails if they don't do a good job. Like, there have been so many movies with Jackie Kennedy where people have failed at the accent or something like that. And it totally ruins the whole thing. It's not credible at all.
Yep, right. All right, speaking of credibility, Jack White is in the music news. He's going to give back by hosting a food drive in Nashville along with his independent label Third Man Records for Thanksgiving. The drive benefits the Nashville Rescue Mission, which is a part of the Second Harvey Food Bank in Middle Tennessee. Donors will be given the opportunity to purchase tickets to White's forthcoming concert in Nashville, which will be held on the 20th of November. 30% discount if you give to his fund. There'll be additionally entered into a sweepstakes grand prize of a boarding house reach test, the pressing signed by Jack White himself. I think that's his album, is it not? Boarding House Reach? I'm guessing that.
I know as well as you.
All right. Good. Well, we're both in the dark. It's fabulous. Anyway, the drive ends on November 18th. You can view a complete list of accepted items at thirdmanrecords.com. Don't want to hear about it. Every single one's got a story to tell. Everyone knows about it. Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more. Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. For a limited time, Volkswagen will sell a GT Passat. This is a special edition and has a unique exterior design. The bumper is from the Passat R design. It has a black gloss grille and a cool GTI-style stripe around the front. Under the hood, a VR six-cylinder engine. Instead of six cylinders being in a 45-degree angle in a normal V engine, they are narrow, which is what the R stands for, allowing VW to put the engine in smaller spaces. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After headlining 11 rallies over 8 days leading up to this today, Election Day, President Trump says,
I leave Ohio. Thousands and thousands of people can't get into this massive arena. I just left Indiana. Thousands and thousands of people outside can't get... There's something going on. There's an electricity that feels like 2016.
The president speaking there to Fox News. Democrats facing a steep path in their quest to regain control of the U.S. Senate. They need a net gain of 2 seats to flip control, but several Democratic incumbents are in very tough races. Federal law enforcement agencies say there's no evidence the nation's voting system's been compromised. A joint statement from the FBI, DOJ, and Homeland Security saying there's no evidence of tampering that would prevent voting, change vote counts, or disrupt the ability to tally votes. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you love knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Let me have a sip of Life Change tea, Kara.
Good for your health.
Well, Bean, don't forget the DJV Health News line. It's new, DJVHealthNews.com. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen on the Tuesday Election Day program. Victoria is still having a bout. I actually am quite concerned. I just sent her a note. She needs to go see a pulmonologist.
and get to the bottom of it, because this is not something you play with. I would say that to anybody, Kara. Anybody who's got something going on like this that is constant and chronic, you need to get to the bottom of it. So I would say anytime anybody has an issue like that, you need to find a specialist and go see him and get to the bottom of it. Sometimes people just don't want to. You know, they don't want to. I've had people tell me that. I bet you've heard that too over the years. I don't really want to know. Huh? How do you not want to know what's going on in your body? And it's your job.
It's one thing, well, not that anyone should do it, but if you're not in any pain or something, then okay, whatever. But when you've got Victoria, what she has, and you're coughing up a lung and you feel terrible, that's when you need to go to the doctor and find out what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's see what's going on around the world here. We haven't focused too much on that because there's all this talk about voting today. Italy, battered by heavy rains and high winds, the storm... This is left over from that last hurricane. Was it Michael? Wasn't it Michael that started off the coast of Africa, went across the Atlantic, came into America through west coast of Florida, dumped lots of rain on the Carolinas and up the east coast, then went back across the North Atlantic and battered Scotland and Ireland, and now has sort of settled down in to lower Europe. 29 people have been killed in the flash flooding in Italy. Sicily, 12 people dying there in flood-related incidents. Country's been battered by all of this. The landslides there has been a real problem. $1 billion in one region alone in Italy. So the president there called the weather devastating. He said soldiers are there to help. A lot of people just getting lost in these horrible mudslides and stuff. So they think we're the only ones who have that problem. No, not by any stretch of the imagination. Elsewhere around the world, people are talking about the United States reimposing sanctions that were lifted by the Iran nuclear deal. A lot of video and audio, a lot of positioning, a lot of prattling by the people in Iran. The administration reinstating all of the sanctions on Iran. They were lifted 3 years ago. Secretary of State told reporters the U.S. will reimpose sanctions on energy, shipbuilding, shipping, and banking. And that started, I believe, yesterday. Mike Pompeo said the U.S. will temporarily let 8 jurisdictions continue to import Iranian oil. The president confirmed the move the back and forth here is annoying. And the Iranian government is not to be trusted. The Iranian government, in my mind, just is... let me scratch that. The Ayatollah is not to be trusted. The government itself isn't half bad, and the people in Iran are very educated, and they're getting tired of the way things are being run under the Ayatollah's heavy hand. I think you see some change whenever they have, if they can find a legitimate way to have an election there. At any rate, although a lot of people talking about the sanctions being lifted and whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. And in our country, of course, like everything else, it has become political. In North Korea, speaking of things that are political and of impact, North Korea getting one of its nuclear test sites ready for inspectors. According to the news agency in South Korea, South Koreans have observed the North prepping the site for a visit from foreign inspectors. North Korea, as you may remember, claimed it had destroyed their nuclear test site. Country invited international journalists to come in and see the demolition, but no weapons inspectors, no non-proliferation experts were invited to come in. That made everything kind of suspicious. Once again, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, said that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un agreed to let inspectors come in. So, what do you have when that... more showtime as far as I'm concerned. And then you look at what's going on. The North and the South are competing as one. I think this is really the more important side of the story of what's going on there. North and South Korea say they want to compete as one country for the 2020 Summer Olympics. That is, they want to send a team to Tokyo, or teams in all the various sports. So, what do you think of that? The joint statement says the two countries want to co-host the Summer Games in 2032, but to start their cooperative venture, they want to put their teams together for the 2020 Summer Olympics. I think they did that last summer, didn't they? The competition was in South Korea anyway. But I think, if I remember correctly, the Koreas were all one.
Yeah, they were all team. They were all one team. Yeah, they all marched in together.
And how did that work out for them? I don't remember the results. Do you remember what the results were?
I don't remember any of them being super standouts or winning a 10. But I think that's how it typically goes for a lot of smaller countries.
Yeah, I think you're right. Let's get together. So let's see. The two countries fielded combined Korean teams at the Asian Games as well. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has held repeated meetings with his counterpart Kim Jong-un to see if they can't make things work. And then there have been a lot of things that are aimed at reunification. So what happens under that circumstance? Not a bad thing. We could maybe learn a lesson or two from these characters. All right. Also, one more thing that has really disturbed me. The report this week that well over half the world's population of vertebrates, from fish to birds to mammals, have been wiped out in the past 40 years, according to the World Wildlife Fund. Between 1970 and last year, there were 60% declines among 16,000 wildlife populations around the world. The situation is most dire in the neotropical areas, Central South America, the Caribbean, where wildlife populations are declining some by 89%. Freshwater ecosystems, which are plentiful in Canada, where populations have declined by 83%. They are not in Canada, they have the best record. And that's because most of the people in Canada, and this is me reading into this, but I think this is what makes sense. Most of the people who live in Canada live within 140 miles of the border. So all of that vast expanse north of there, there's no human interference in the way the wildlife lives. Humans aren't doing a lot of these species any favors by any stretch of the imagination. Then there is the other argument, that whatever man is part of, part of the chain. So where we think about or we talk about man interfering, isn't it natural that mankind is here? And whatever mankind does then, in my mind, becomes a natural sort of, you follow the bouncing ball of history, and whatever's going on the planet affects where the planet goes next. And so we're here now, whether you think we're screwing it up or not, with gas from cows or fossil fuels or whatever else we're doing. Just too many people in some places running those who had a natural habitat. I mean, I see it around here. The coyotes, the deer, woodchucks, all of that stuff. They find themselves in the backyards of people in suburbia.
Yeah, I also don't think it would be bad for human beings. I agree, I understand what you're saying, but to have a little respect for the animals and the world around us.
Oh, no question
I think
about it.
We don't have that. When you think of other animals that are on top of the food chain, you know, lions and tigers are not just generally going out and killing everything and destroying everything because they can. They're doing it because it's a necessity.
Yeah, hungry.
Right. Yeah, and so humans just kind of destroy a lot of stuff because, I don't know, for what reason? Because we can or because we're the strongest? I don't know that that's necessarily beneficial to us or anyone.
Well, it's an argument, and we certainly can have a discussion about it one way or the other, though I find it very interesting when you look at these things that we never really... We take this stuff for granted. Butterflies, for example. They're disappearing at huge rates. Certain types of birds, hummingbirds. I grew up, we had a little garden in the back of the house, and the hummingbirds would come in. It was right next to the porch, and we could sit on the porch as kids and watch these hummingbirds come in, and they just sit on these purple flowers, wherever they were, and they would do their thing. And it was the most fabulous thing. It was simple pleasure, for sure, but it was Fabi, I don't see hummingbirds anymore. Do you ever see hummingbirds anymore? I haven't seen a hummingbird for years. Where'd they go?
I don't know. I think I've seen maybe a few in my life. I don't see them flying around very often anymore.
No. Uh-uh. One thing to think about. All right, well, I don't want to worry everybody, but it's consciousness. It's all about consciousness, being conscious. We're so lulled to sleep by those damn devices and all the other things that distract us from what the real world is all about. I suppose you could say, well, it is part of the real world, and it is, but is it part of the real, real world? We can have that debate. I'll tell you something that's part of the real, real world, and that's my concern for your health and well-being, all of us here. This new DJV Health News website's helping a lot of people out. Got questions. There are a lot of good answers that come from things. You can pose questions. You can look up things. You can read what other folks have discovered by going into this site or sites like it. DJVHealthNews.com. Check it out. DJVHealthNews.com. You'll find information in there about vegetables and fruits. And that is tied, in my mind, to Texas Superfood, their complete organic line. They deliver on the promise of giving you the nutrients from 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables that are picked at the peak of their perfection. I just like saying that as much as I can. Nice alliteration. Picked at the peak of perfection. No chemicals. They're using this organic fruit and organic vegetables. So by definition, there is not any animal products in it. No dairy, no egg, no gluten, no soy, no corn, no wheat, and no sugar, no sodium, no fillers. None of that stuff. It's just the powdered vegetables, organic fruits. They're all there, 55 of them, come in the capsule that you take. I think there's four of them you're supposed to. I take, look at the bottle, I think it says four. Take four of them a day, and then the little powdered probiotics. Very important to have probiotics these days as well in your diet. Texas Superfood Complete. Go to their website, texassuperfood.com, and see what they have to offer. Fabulous stuff that'll keep you healthy. Nature's perfect in her perfection. She makes things that make, because we are of nature, so you want to have more of the superfoods of nature, and that's what you get with Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood Complete Organic, a daily supplement that you take by getting to texassuperfood.com/Doug. You can find that product, buy it there, and so many others that are good for you. That's texassuperfood.com/Doug.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Hey, everyone.
everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Chuck Curry is here with us on the Movie Moments portion of the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, the movie music or whatever this music is. How many times have we heard this, Kara, the theme from The Walking Dead? Can we somehow pull the plug on this? How do we...
No.
Pull it? Huh? You and your Walking Dead. All right, so what are we... What are we in for today with regard to The Walking Dead?
You know, what's interesting about the show, you know it's my favorite show, and it's been on the air 9 years. Sunday night's episode was a very important episode in that series history because its star, Andrew Lincoln, who plays a lead character, Grimes, who I think is the greatest hero in the history of television. I know you'll disagree because you haven't seen an episode, but anyway, his character's fate was in the balance. It was reported, it was announced, and heavily promoted by the network that it would be the last episode featuring that character of his, Rick Grimes. Would he live? Would he die? 2 days later, if people don't know, and I'm going to spoil it if you haven't seen the episode, so close your ears, he actually does live at the end of the episode, although the characters in the show believe that he died. He's heliported away in a helicopter after being injured pretty badly. And then on the post-show, The Talking Dead, they announced a major announcement that actor and character will star in 3 TV movies, big budget made for that network, a show that's gone on for 9 years. They've also inked some of the major players for long-term deals, one being Norman Reedus, who reportedly could make up to $50 million on a long-term deal to stay with that show. I know you don't watch it. I absolutely love it, and I felt really weird watching it, because I think this guy, Andrew Lincoln, who's primarily known outside of the show to people who did the movie Love Actually, his work on that show, to me, has been as good as anything any actor's done in the last decade on television. I really respect what this guy has done, and I love the show. And but Sunday's episode was very emotional for people who like it.
Really?
That's one of the, I wanted to point that out. Yeah, I thought that was important.
Thank you. Right. Here's something else to point out. Aretha Franklin and her concert film is getting released. This was something directed by Sidney Pollack back in 1972. It's going to premiere at the New York City Film Festival. Two screenings set for next week. I wonder when they'll actually put it in. I'd like to see it in a regular theater, wouldn't you? I'd love to see it.
I would, sure.
I did that with a Elvis thing. I wanted to do that with the Aretha thing.
Why not?
What do you hear? What's the buzz on this Melissa McCarthy movie that's coming out? The writer, she fakes being a writer. It looked kind of like a, it was, I don't know, when I first saw the trailer for it, it looked
really
like contrived, but it looks
the
good.
The buzz is actually really, really good. She's getting Oscar buzz.
Is she?
It was a straight drama, obviously. Yeah, obviously yeah. She's known for pretty much straight, a lot of comedic stuff, but she's done a dramatic role here, and she's getting really good Oscar buzz.
Yeah, Jane Curtin is in the movie as well. Why is it rated R, I wonder? I don't know.
Probably because they curse in it.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
You know,
so anyway.
Here's the rule, if you didn't know this rule. If you use the F-bomb twice, you get an R rating.
Really?
You can use it one time and maintain a PG-13. Go to it twice or more, you get an R.
Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, this is a role for her that's against type, as Shucker is suggesting. Let's see what happens. I think it comes out this weekend, doesn't it?
It's been out limited. It expands a little bit more this weekend.
This weekend. All right, what else do you have for us?
You want to hear an interesting story? You
know, I do, Shucker, yes.
You know these TV reboots that they've done now many years after the fact, the Roseanne, which has now turned into the Conners, and you got Murphy Brown, you got Will and Grace. Well, a story came out yesterday that Kelsey Grammer has been in some early talks to revive. He wants to revive his Frasier, his award-winning Frasier sitcom,
really?
But he wants the original cast to come back, or he won't do it. It's
makes
been
sense.
I believe 25 years since Frasier was on the TV airwaves. You like the idea of these doing these rebooting these sitcoms?
Well, I don't know. I felt kind of close to that. Bob Kay, who is, as you know, a member of the staff here,
sure,
was the program director at KBC when that show was first done, and he set up the studio for the show.
Okay.
It was an authentic radio studio that he set up, and I always kind of got a kick out of it because of the old studios from KBC. And
I got to tell you, I know they can't do it as a regular series, but I would love to see, at least in a limited series, like do six. I'd love to see them redo Happy Days with the original cast for six,
yeah,
as much as original cast. Henry Winkler, Ron Howard,
yeah, that
John
would be
Moe,
fun.
Stanton Williams.
Yeah.
I think that would be really cool. Actually,
yeah, I think you're right about that, Chucker. Yep, or at least bring it back as a movie or something. Chuck Curry, movie man, here on the DJV Show, 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.